Authentic Faith Radio, 24 hours a day. This is Kingfisher FM.
Caitlin's Call. It's called There You Go. Now, that's what they said recently. Who's they? They is a company which hosted a business breakfast, and they're called Rushmere Noach Incorporated. And they hosted a breakfast where they got a very, very special speaker. And she said, there you go. You can make it through the tough stuff of daily life and even big things that challenge you, because she herself is a two-time cancer survivor. She's a wife, a mom, a businesswoman, and she was a semi-finalist in the Schwarzkopf Professional Mrs. South Africa contest as well. And best of all, she's from Nelson Mandela Bay. She's an Eastern Caper, if we can call it that. And it's my pleasure to chat this afternoon to Lizelle Knott. Lizelle, where are we finding you on your cell phone?
Hi, Roland. I'm sitting in East London at the moment.
And that's your hometown now, where you're living at the moment?
Currently, that's correct, yes.
But you haven't always been there. Where were you in high school and studies and so on?
I went to high school at Rebecca College in Uitenhage. I matriculated in 1998, and I studied National Diploma Cost and Management Accounting at the then Port Elizabeth Technicon, now NMMU.
Exactly. We have a sort of percentage share in your success here in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Most certainly you do.
We're going to claim it. But it's nice to see that some Eastern Cape people were doing well in Mrs. South Africa. Just very quickly, if someone's going, wait a minute, I've heard of Miss South Africa. What's the difference with Mrs. South Africa? What's the competition like? What's it about?
Mrs. South Africa, you need to be married. It's a prerequisite. And then preferably a mom and a businesswoman or a career woman.
And what inspired you to enter it?
My main reason for entering was to use the Mrs. South Africa pageant as a platform to tell my story, my cancer story, and how I got through it, and to inspire other ladies that might be going through cancer, or gentlemen that are going through cancer, or any other hardship in their lives, to just persevere and do what needs to be done to get through it.
I actually have heard of this before, where people have entered things like Citizen of the Year, etc., where they kind of don't really want the spotlight as much on them as on the thing they want to share. So this is not the first time I've come across this. It really is quite a privilege to be able to do that. However, it isn't easy to get through the stuff yourself. You didn't have a cancer scare. You had two full-blown incidents that required treatment. Tell me about the first one.
The first one, I was diagnosed at the age of 16 back in 1996 with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in my chest cavity.
Sure.
And I went through, as I say, I was 16 at the time, went through surgery, radiation, 10 rounds of CHOP chemotherapy, lost all my hair. I was in standard 9 at the time, so it was quite tough. But I got through it.
Glad
to be able to tell the tale.
Bald matric farewell and all, hey?
Yes. Sure. I went through about 9 months of wearing a wig to school.
Yep.
And at the beginning of the third term, I just decided that's it. No more wig. And I went to school looking like G.I. Jane. Luckily, the movie had just recently come out.
Oh, brilliant.
I fitted in nicely with the whole theme. And just had so much love and support from my family and teachers and that sort of thing at the school. So,
but I mean, that is a part of it, as opposed to really just obviously, you know, it's my father-in-law has an expression. He always says it's tough on its best day. It's you know, it's terrible on its best day. However, to be able to take something that's that terrible and kind of adapt and go, look at me, I'm not.